There will soon be two more empty storefronts inside the Cambridge Centre Mall. Stokes, a home living store, and The Body Shop are getting set to close their doors. In November, Stokes Inc. announced it had secured court protection under the company's Creditors Arrangement Act in an attempt to reposition its business for future growth and profitability. The move led the company to liquidate and close about half its locations. The Body Shop filed for creditor protection in March, laying off about 200 workers and closing 33 stores. It announced further store closures earlier this month in advance of the company's sale to a private equity firm. The two businesses join Ardene, which closed in June, as the latest to leave the mall for one reason or another. But it's not all bad news for shoppers and diners, as additional options are being announced soon, according to Cambridge Centre General Manager Monique Marceau. "Both Body Shop and Stokes have been great tenants and we're sad to see them go," Marceau said. "We're continuously focused on finding the best opportunity to serve the community and will announce new store openings in the near future, including Chick-fil-A, Mr. Pretzel and Brown's Social House." Chick-fil-A and Brown's Social House are slated for early 2025 openings. Marceau also pointed to several businesses that took up shop this year to show the viability of in-person shopping as the online alternative continues to take hold. K1 Speed opened its indoor go-kart business in the old ice rink, and Structube and Sephora also took up residence. "At Cambridge Centre, we aim to provide the best experiences for our shoppers, including entertainment and in-store shopping," Marceau said. As businesses come and go, there remain several vacant units with short-term leasing advertisements plastered to the window. To address the issue, Morguard, which owns the mall, rolled out a pop-up initiative in an attempt to think outside the retail box. Pop-ups aim to persuade businesses to take over spaces with less commitment attached. Typically, these venues are considered out of reach for small businesses due to high overhead costs and long-term lease commitments, Jennifer Thomas, Senior Director of National Specialty Leasing for Morguard, told Cambridge Today back in June. "This initiative offers an excellent affordable opportunity for local businesses and online businesses to engage with their audiences in person, allowing customers to interact with their products or services."